Jeff Emig, Washougal, Michael Lessie won a moto today. There he is, mini JT.
Yeah.
Michael Lessie won a moto today. I guess that's kind of big news, although the track looked like Dungey was doing everything he could.
Yeah, but it's huge news. I mean, the whole purpose of being here is to go try to win. And Michael Lessie stepped up and made it happen. Mm-hmm. Talked to the other 38 guys on the line besides Dungey and Michael Lessie. If they could have walked away from here with one moto win, mm-hmm. would they be happy? Hell yeah.
250 class, uncharacteristic first moto for Baggett. I didn't see the crashes. Probably you did in the TV truck. But second moto looked like he kind of salvaged a day. And I guess, as you know, your bad days are where you win titles.
Yeah, first moto just never really seemed like he found his rhythm. Mm-hmm. And it's he has to prove himself each and every time that he gets on the bike. Because last year, the first half of the season, he was incredible. And the second half of the season, he was less than stellar. And so there's still that underlying thought of, okay, is this the moto where he blows it? Is he going to blow it to second moto? I mean, the guy's been awesome. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. I'm not counting on that. But that's still in question. Right. And it will be in question until you have the number one plate in your hand at the end of the season. Mm-hmm. So the Geico guys are putting up a pretty strong fight, and it was interesting this week also to have Muscan ride as well as he did. Certainly, I mean, Barcia and Tomac have really been putting out a tremendous effort, but what we saw today was that, once again, the points leaders have elevated the intensity. Baggett and Barcia are just consistently on another level. Mm-hmm. And you could tell right off the start in the second moto, both those two were out front and they were determined. So Barcia was pretty bummed. He was the most disappointed winner of an overall that I think I've ever seen.
Right.
But overall, it's pretty positive day for him. I think he knows where he needs to improve. And this thing's going to come down to it.
Yeah. I was talking to a lot of riders today. This is the end of the day. No one's happy with the track here. Now, you're a former rider, is it kind of just sour grapes where you're not getting a start and you can't pass? Or talk about if this track, just wouldn't be your favorite either.
Well, Baggett made the comment about, yeah, it was kind of one line. First moto, he started second and ended up in sixth. He got passed four times. Somebody found a way to pass him. Right. He found a way to pass his way to the lead in the second moto. Right. So we have to race on all different surfaces. You have to race in all different style of tracks. You know, the best guys found a way to win here today. Mm-hmm. You know, it wasn't one guy's going to get the whole shot and he's going to hold all the way to the end and nobody can pass him. The guys that won the motos actually were legit also in their lap time. So
you're not buying it or whatever. Everybody races the same track I guess, is that what you're kind of saying?
Oh yeah, there's places to pass.
Right.
But the competition is there. It's close. There's a lot of parity. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we're seeing there is, especially at this time of year, man, the guys that are winning, the guys that are out front, they're pretty dialed in. Mm-hmm. You put Dungey, you put him in a, you know, he goes down in the first turn in his 40th. He's going to find a place to pass.
Yeah.
So it's not necessarily the track.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The speeds are just really even.
Yourself, favorite Washougal memory? Do you have one? Is there one race that stands out above all the ones? I'm sure you've won here multiple times, but I guess favorite Washougal memory?
I don't really remember winning. I was looking at the at the series guide today, and
never won here.
No. I have one.
Oh.
I just don't remember. I just don't remember any a specific moment.
Mm-hmm.
My first pro moto was here. I led like 21 minutes of my first pro moto, faded to seventh. So tired I could barely even get dressed for the second moto. But I remember I believe it was 95, second moto, racing McGrath, racing him pretty hard.
Mm-hmm.
and crashing, and it just so happened to be right at that part of the track was where Lawrence Lewis, McGrath's old roommate, one of his best buddies. All through that time, we were all friends. Me and McGrath were not friends. We were racing each other, but all of our group was friends.
Uh-huh.
And I remember I knocked the shit out of myself when I was in second. And I remember Lou screaming at me, "Get up, come on, get up." And so that was maybe the most memorable moment.
You're all sitting there, birds are...
But and it was odd because, you know, he clearly was part of McGrath's team, but yet he was screaming at me to get up before, you know, LaRocco or Greg Albertino, who, or whoever went by.
Funny how that works. Hey, thanks a lot.
All the best.